Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are getting ready for the playoffs, the NBA playoffs tonight. Just a couple minutes away from tipping off the New York Knicks at the Boston Celtics game 2. Coming up after that, the Oklahoma City Thunder trying to even their series up at home against the Denver Nuggets. But let's not forget the NHL playoffs back in center stage here tonight. Coming up, the puck will drop in Toronto game 2 between the Panthers and the Leafs. Let's welcome in our good friend George Kurtz here, who is getting ready, no doubt, for this game tonight. And the first one, especially as the Panthers, listen, they didn't show up in the first period. That's where they lost the game, because they showed up in the second and third, and it was like watching two different teams. So I would expect they come out less flat here tonight. Ekblad back in the lineup. Feels like physicality is going to be at center stage here with these two teams. What do we get in this all-important game 2 here, George?
Yeah, as you said it, Doug, I think you put it perfectly there. They did come out flat in game 1, right? Toronto took advantage. Well, William Nylander took advantage, right? A couple of early goals there. And that sort of settled Toronto as well, right? Settled the crowd, settled the Maple Leafs to get off to that quick early lead versus the Florida Panthers here. I mean, my first thought is this, Joe. Anyone really think Toronto was going to go 2-0 at home against the Panthers? Sweep the first two games? I don't see that. I just don't. No Stolarz tonight, right? That's the big news here. Bennett hit him with the quasi-elbow accidentally on purpose. He took a shot from a puck as well here. Maybe that did some damage here. He's not playing. Don't know if and when he'll return. He obviously has a concussion. They're not going to say that, but he obviously has a concussion. Joseph Woll, who's been good. He's been good, and you can make an argument for a good part of the season. He was their starting goaltender. Stole it, though, once he came back from injury there, and he has played really very, very well here. So that's a big difference here. Woll came in, and I think we got to grade him on a curve for what happened in game 1. All right, he hadn't played in weeks. All right, it has been weeks, right, since he played here. He gave 3 goals to the Florida Panthers, but 2 of those goals, I don't know if anybody stops. One was a deflection in front by Lewis Tharonen. Once again, don't know if anybody's stopping that. And the other one was a great deflection off a shot from the point here, which I think goes in against any goalie at any time here. Deflection in front that was put up top shelf here. The other one, yeah, that probably has to be stopped. That being said, I think Florida wins the game, Joe. I mean, I do. I just don't see Toronto winning the first 2 games here and sweeping this. I think Florida is still the best team in the East here. So I think Florida wins the game. As you can see there, I'm on the over as well, 5.5. I mean, I'm on the over anyway with the Tampa Bay Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Even when it's 6.5, generally I'm an over here. You're going to be 5.5? Definitely over. I also added a late play here of the Florida Panthers team total. I'm going to go over there too. I think they win this game 4-3, 5-3, 5-2, something like that. I think they're scoring over 3.5 goals is where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I'm with you here. And again, it was that slow start that really did them in that game, because it was much closer to the Panthers we know in the second and third, which they pretty much dominated in the third. They finally figured it out. I think they come out raring to go here tonight in the first, and I'm with you here. I wouldn't shock me either, an over 1.5 in the first period for total goals is not a bad look either. And then we got game one tonight, though, with Dallas on their way to Winnipeg, taking on the Jets. And now are we still, is it the same thing, Hollybuck at home and fade them on the road? Or does Ottinger steal one on the road? Like, what are we looking at in this one?
Well, would it really be stealing one? Dallas was a damn good hockey team. Yep. Right, I don't think it's stealing one at all here. I think Dallas wins the series no matter if they all seven games are being played in Winnipeg. Now, sort of like Toronto with William Nylander getting those two early goals here, it would really help Hellebuck and his to relax if you know, they could score early here. You know, it certainly would put his mind at ease, whether they can or not. You know, we'll see how that goes here. Now, we have all sorts of injury issues with both teams, right? You start with Winnipeg here. Okay, is Scheifele playing? Is Morrissey playing? You know, Scheifele looks like he's going to be a game-time decision here, but he was taking line rushes with the top unit there. So I think he certainly has a better chance to play. I don't think Morrissey has a chance. Dallas is the same thing, right, with Robertson and Heiskanen. I think the Robertson has a much better chance of playing tonight than does Heiskanen. Heiskanen's a definite no here. I sort of expect Robertson to play. So where I'm going with this, I think the offensive guy's going to play, Scheifele and Robertson. I don't think the defensemen are going to play. All right, so I think once again we're going to get goals in this game. I'm going to take the over in this game as well here, and I want Dallas to win. I think Dallas is the best team in the West that's left. You know, they beat Colorado, who might have been the second best team. I don't trust Winnipeg, don't trust Hellebuck, and Dallas, you know, hey, they both had amazing comebacks in Game 7, right? I mean, fantastic over the weekend. They both came back from two goals in the third period. So sort of even there, not much rest here. I'm going Dallas is my favorite play of the night, but I'm going to take the over as well.
You're going to like the over in that spot as well. It does feel like it could have them. To me, I think it's one or the other. I think it's either a very quick series or we're going seven. It just feels like that's what we're going to get here. And I think if it's a quick series, I think it favors Dallas, George. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, because if it was a quick series, it means Hellebuck probably sucked, right? Nothing went right well for them. Dallas is scoring at will, which they sort of can do here. We know that they have the talent there. Robertson coming back, Rantanen, Duchesne, Hintz, Wyatt Johnson. You can go on and on. The Dallas Stars can roll three, four lines at you over and over again with talented players here. Robertson, by the way, if he comes back, it looks like he's going to play with a third line here. Think about that. They can afford to bring him back and put him on the third line to sort of ease him into the playoffs. It's a very, very deep team.
It's unbelievable here. Did you, speaking of getting better, did you see Edmonton last night on the road, comes back again, beats Vegas this time? I mean, should we be looking at Edmonton as our West champs here, or what do you think here? What's it going to come down to?
I can't see Calvin Pekarek leading you to the West. Leading to the Stanley Cup. I can't see it.
I know.
But then again, Joe, I might have said the same thing last year with Skinner. I could see Skinner leading you to you know, to the Stanley Cup, and he did, right? They lost, but he led you there. Listen, we all know McDavid and Draisaitl will get going here. They're very tough to stop here. I think Vegas could have a problem. They are outmatched offensively. I mean, they got to a great start last night, and then that's it. All right, you didn't score any more goals yet. You got to be able to score more than two goals against Edmonton. You're not going to win 2-1 games against this team. All right, you got to win 3-2-4-3 games here. So they got to score more goals here. Listen, no Pietrangelo last night certainly hurt. There, Pavel Dorofiev, I know I messed that name up. He's also out. Both could return for game two, and they need both guys back here. But there's no excuse for injuries, right? So many teams have them. We just went over Dallas and Winnipeg, all the injuries they have. Edmonton doesn't have Matthias Ekholm. He's not going to play this round here. So there's no excuses here. But Vegas needs to hit the back of the net. They had power play at the power play at the power play. Couldn't do it. This is Edmonton. Not the greatest defense. We don't think Calvin Pekarek is the greatest goaltender. You have to be able to score more than two goals.
Frederik Andersen in goal last night for Carolina. They get it done. I thought we'd get a few more goals in that game, but is that what we're looking at this series? A lot of one-goal games, you think?
Could Thompson play that well? I mean, that game easily could have been 6-1, 7-1. What did Carolina end up with? Over 130 shot attempts? I mean, and Thompson was pulling saves out of his behind. All right, he was great. He deserved a better fate, especially when the game-winning goal was really a snapshot from the that I guess he didn't see because it snuck in there. It's one he probably should have saved there. But he kept them in that that game. If they don't pick it up, you know, they're not going to have much of a chance here. You're not going to win 2-1 games when you're facing 130 shots. You're just not going to. But yes, I do expect a lot of close, low-scoring games in this series. That being said, I am no longer betting unders in the NHL playoffs. I don't care.
Can't. I don't see how you can, George. We appreciate it as always, my man. Enjoy. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Gretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, welcome in Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday in the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and we are off and running. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics are underway. Looks like a 5-0 situation here for the Celtics out in front. Or actually a 9-2 situation, sorry, with under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hockey game underway, Panthers and Tampa, no score there. And we still got plenty of great games coming up here tonight on the diamond. Let's welcome in our good friend Mark Zeno, who's keeping an eye on this. Is it Tampa and Philly, I think, underway? And you were looking at a lower scoring early game here with this?
Yeah, look, Shane Baz has been excellent. And even the analytics back all this up about what he's done this year. I know he's coming off a bad start on the road, but he's been much better at home this year. And he's facing a Phillies lineup that's really, really good, but certainly much worse on the road than they are at home. I expect Baz to be able to shut down this lineup. And then the Phillies are starting Christopher Sanchez, who by all accounts can be erratic at best, but he's a lefty. And what do we know about Tampa? They absolutely are abhorrent at hitting left-handed pitching. Second worst batting average in all of baseball. Second fewest runs scored in all of baseball. They absolutely cannot hit lefties at all. So we get a nice number here at 4.5 and a good price, and we took the under in the first 5.
All right, let me ask you, you're a Yankees guy here. Fried has not lost a game. I don't think he's losing this one here tonight either against Dylan Cease. Were you leaning one way or the other with the Yanks tonight?
Contrarian over for the game.
Fried
has got to lose something at some point, right? Like, he's not going undefeated. So I know that's not exactly the most scientific handicap here, but if it's going to happen, it'll happen to a competent lineup like the Padres, right? It's not going to happen against the Pirates. It'll happen against a good lineup like the Padres who can hit pretty much anybody. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I would play the first 5 over. I'd play the full game over. When you get down to like a 7 number between Cease and Fried, it's just screaming, you know me, when I get that 6.5 or 7, I jump right on the over just because it's so hard to stand by that number, especially with bullpens nowadays.
Yeah, I love the over in that spot there. How about tonight? I said it's Kikuchi's pitching in one spot in the late game, and Charlie Morton is also pitching for Baltimore, and it feels like we should just fade both these guys from now until further notice. Did you fade one of those two starters tonight?
I did. I faded Charlie Morton. Look, when I bet baseball, when something is too good to be true, it usually is, right? Like, that's just kind of the way baseball works out when it comes to the betting. It's like, why are the Twins this short of a favorite against a god-awful pitcher who pitched to a 10.8 ERA through his first 5 starts, hasn't been much better than the bullpen? The Orioles have out of options, so they've got to put him back in the rotation. The Orioles have the 3rd-worst bullpen in baseball. The Twins are 6th in Major League Baseball in runs scored at home in the first 5 innings, averaging more than 3.5 runs. everything here screams the Twins are going to score and win this game. It just seemed too easy, but I couldn't lay off of it. I thought about going Twins team total over, thought about Twins first five on the run line. They were getting plus money on the run line. Why? Like, why are they getting plus money against this team? Everything just with the numbers scared the hell out of me. I said, screw it. Don't overthink it. The Twins should win this game. And I grabbed the Twins on the money line. And I agree with you on fading Kikuchi. The Blue Jays know him well, obviously, from him pitching there. But this is not a pitcher right now that should be backed. Jose Berríos has been very solid, you know, with a sub-4 ERA. This is really all about the Angels' bats. So, I mean, sorry, the Blue Jays' bats, because the Angels have been god-awful. This is not a good team, despite the fact they're 7-7 at home. And they are the Blue Jays are 5-11 on the road, which is a little bit scary here. But, you know, again, all things considered, Berríos keeps the ball in the ballpark. The Blue Jays should come out on top on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they got out of the top of the first. No score there, Philadelphia and Tampa. So the under 4.5, still good to go in that game there. How about, did you look at the Knicks and Celtics or Denver and OKC tonight, Mark? Were you leaning one way or the other in game twos?
Yeah, I mean, I stayed away from the Knicks because, again, I bet the Celtics team total over in game one, and they couldn't do it with overtime. And that was really annoying because, once again, the Knicks fourth quarter screwed a bet that I made against them. Maybe I should stop betting against my home team. We'll have saved that for another day. Beyond that, look, here's what I did with the second game. I don't want to lay 11 with Oklahoma City. I don't think anybody does.
Right.
And I'm not sure I trust the Nuggets 100% here, given the zigzag theory, given the fact that Oklahoma City, neither one of these teams shot well. Denver didn't shoot well against this defense in game one. Somehow they pulled out a victory. And somehow they scored 121 points. That said, I think what's going to happen here, at least from a game script standpoint, I think Denver can hang around for a half. And then you know what happens? Weary legs get the better of them on this short rest again for the second consecutive game. You know what happens after game two? They get 3 days off now instead of one. They start to space the series out to drag this whole NBA playoff process out. So, and I also believe that here's what happens. If Oklahoma City gets a lead, a double-digit 15-point lead, whatever it is, late in the third quarter, you may see the Nuggets just pull up and go, we got a split, we're good. I'm not going to burn my guys into the ground here. And they may pull up in the fourth quarter and go, we're out of here. We're not even going to try to cover this thing. So I don't know that a backdoor cover is something I really feel. I also don't feel like if Denver is getting blown out by 10 or 12 after the first half, again, I think they push for the first 6-7 minutes of the third quarter, and if they can't close it, then they pull up again. So most of this really led me to believe that Denver was going to hang around for about a half, and I got a fat number here at +7, so I took it.
That's not a it's a great way to look at it, too, there. It also feels like that's just going to be a stat-stuffing kind of series there. Like, I mean, I'm looking at the – they got no answer for the Joker, and I think his PRA was 52.5 tonight. It feels like SGA can get 35 a night there, too, as well, Mark, doesn't it? It just feels like these props are open to us all series long at these two teams.
It's crazy how much we were looking at unders in the first round, and now we're looking at all overs here in the second round. I'm not sure if there's any correlation there or what, but – you know, the totals have been bumped up by 10, 12 points across the board, and they're going over. Same thing with the Cavs. They're not going to win, right? They're struggling to win over games. I know this. Indiana won't win an under game, right? Like, that's because they're not scoring. So they're not going to win an under game, and that's what Cleveland has to focus on. Same thing for OKC. I don't think Denver wins an under game.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. We got some interesting news here with the Golden State Warriors, an update from Steph Curry. We'll talk about when we get back, plus down 0-2 right now, which I'm not sure anybody saw, the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll get Mark's thoughts on the future of those series when game time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, welcome back. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We've got an update for you here in a couple of games right now. Looks like the Texas Ranger Bats have finally woken up. They're threatening right now in their game at Fenway. It also looks like, I believe, a quick 2-0 with Hunter Green and Cincinnati on top of Atlanta. Did you go with Green, Mark, at all? Did you look at him maybe early?
I mean, look, the Reds blew a 1-0 lead in the ninth inning last night and lost in extras, kind of gut punch style, after getting the better of Chris Sale, or at least outlasting Chris Sale, right, in a game that you want to win. Tonight, to come back with Hunter Green has been very good. I don't trust Grant Holmes for the Braves. He's had good starts. He's had bad starts. I don't think he's kind of like a 4A pitcher to me. Like, I just don't think he's a quality starter. He's a back end of the rotation guy at best, so you never know what you're going to get. And he gets tagged early. Plus, I still don't, again, this Braves lineup, for all the names that are in this thing, they have the propensity to just go dark for a while. You know, they did last night, and, you know, this could be a high scoring game here. Look, it's one of these things with Hunter Green. Like, I bet this live. I'd probably monitor the first two innings and see if the Braves put some guys on and look at his stuff and see how it is, and then maybe jump on the Reds if you're still getting him as a dog in a live manner, because that means Green will probably be on and go 5 or 6 innings pretty, you know, convincing fashion. But, you know, again, it's tough for me to bet this Braves team at this point in time. I know people who still think they're really good. I have my reservations about them. We'll see what happens when Acuna gets back, but until then, I'm still, you know, skittish on this lineup. They're leading off Alex Verdugo, for crying out loud. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, that there you go. Giving up in a 2-0 hole already in that one. Also, it was rained out yesterday, but Detroit and Colorado getting ready to go at it. Job Dahlner, I believe, same pitchers that were scheduled yesterday. This is what, 10 now? How many runs is Colorado contributing to any game is my question here. What are you doing with this one?
Look, you know me. Like, when I look at a line, if I don't like it, I'll look to alternate markets. I think I looked at every alternate market possible for this year. And I just, you know, the Tigers on the road, even though they are one of the higher scoring road teams in the league, it seems to have come in a feast or famine style, right? It's like they score 10 runs or they score 1. You know, they score 12 runs or they score 3. And I just don't know what to get. Look, Chase Dahlander, who starts for the Rockies, has been bad. He's got a 6.48 ERA, a 1.52 whip. He's given up 8 bombs already on the year. And so, you know, do you trust the Tigers to score a bunch? Yes, but I don't want to take their team total to 5.5. It's just not a number I'm going to get comfortable with ever, right? 4.5 is tough enough to clear, even with the Rockies bullpen, which, oh, by the way, is not as bad as people remember it. Like, typically it's been one of the worst ones in the league. It's very middle of the road this year. It's not as bad as it's been in years past. So it's like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to count on 7, 8, 9, you know, the at-bats in those innings for them to be able to score. And so, you know, they could win this game 5-1 and it stays under. So you don't know what you're going to get from the Rockies offensively. Jackson Jobe has been good, but he's been hittable. He's also walked 14 batters in 24 innings. That's a bad sign. So there's a lot I just couldn't find a way to get really comfortable with a bet here. At 9.5, that probably felt like the safest over there is. I know it's been bumped up to 10 right now, but you need the Rockies probably to get to 3 or 4 if you really want that thing to go over.
I agree with you. It's better in game.
4.2 runs per game at home, Joe. 4.2 runs per game, which sounds high, except you play at Coors Field.
Correct. It should be 6-7 runs per game. That's the problem there. All right, so we heard Steph Curry out for at least a week or maybe more. They ended up getting the first game last night. Minnesota's Jekyll or Hyde. Let's face it, you got Cleveland now down 2-0 against Indiana, going to Indiana. So who has a better chance of winning the series, Golden State or Cleveland?
Probably Golden State. Look, I mean, you know, they've had success without Curry. And I think that, you know, still, this is a Minnesota This is a Minnesota team with holes. And you saw last night, Golden State is a good defensive team, not great. You want to discount it as a really bad shooting night? They scored 31 points in the first half. The Warriors can score 31 points in a quarter. I mean, you know, the shooting was bad. Mm. And Minnesota has had this offense that goes through these droughts, especially if Ant-Man isn't going off. I mean, he's really predicated at everything. And you know, Golden State knows how to guys and keep them out of their way. So, you know, let's see what Golden State's offense looks like without Curry for a full game. That may be the ultimate equalizer here.
Yeah, but Buddy Hield certainly has stepped it up, but the Cavs have all sorts of injury concerns too, which is just unbelievable. So plenty more to go, though, as we've got a lot of games left. 24-11, Celtics on top of the Knicks. Mark, we appreciate it as always. Game Time Decisions. We'll be back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Just a quick update. The Florida Panthers, Toronto Maple Leafs. Boy, there's been a lot of power plays already in the first period. We had two for Toronto already. Florida finally got a power play opportunity, and they just scored, in fact. Barkov gets it in, so it's 1-0 Florida. But I think the message is being sent that if you're thinking about retaliation or anything else, the refs, the whistle is alive and well there in this hockey game. But let's not forget, we are T-minus now a week away from the next major on the PGA Tour season with the PGA Championship. Let's bring in our good friend Brady Cannon. And before we get to that one, Brady, we've got a signature event, which means a ton of money in a very interesting golf course in Philadelphia that, quite honestly, I'm fairly sure you and I can pretty much hit it with how short it is here. But there's one guy strangely absent in this tournament. What's going on? No Scotty. Did he what? Have so many birdies? He's exhausted. He needed to take a tournament off, Brady. What do you think?
He emptied the tank, that's for sure. Set a PGA Tour record along the way with a 72-hole score of 253. That was set previously by Justin Thomas at the Sony Open and Ludvig Åberg in his first PGA Tour win at the RSM Classic in 2023. Only three guys now for 72 holes to reach 253. I guess Scotty's taken this week off. You know, you're allowed to take one of the signature events off, I guess, if you're qualified for them. And Scotty has chosen apparently to take this one off the last few years. I didn't really realize that, but I read something like that. It's just kind of always been the one that he has decided to skip. But hey, the rest of the field is loaded. He's really the only guy that's not here. And that's a break for everybody else, bettors included, like you and I. I can't wait to see this golf course, Joe. The Philadelphia Cricket Club, the Wissahickon course. But, you know, an A.W. Tillinghast design, who's a legend in the business, you know, responsible for Baltusrol, Winged Foot, Ridgewood Country Club, Bethpage Black, of course, where we've seen a number of major championships and where they'll have the Ryder Cup coming up this fall. So this guy is a legendary course designer. And it's great to go back to these old school places. The course was restored, you know, and lengthened and that type of thing to kind of bring it up to modern day standards back in 2013. The bad news is, though, I think we're going to get another situation where these guys are tearing this course apart because we've had rain. Right. And when the golf course gets soft, it just doesn't matter. These guys can throw darts and tear it apart. The winning score proposition bet out here at the Westgate Superbook early in the week was 19.5 under par, which is, you know, pretty aggressive. I thought it, you know, like I saw speculation that the winning score would be closer to 15 or 16, but then you get this moisture in the forecast. They open it up at 19, and it's actually been bet to 20 and a half under par. So, you know, it's kind of a bummer. I hope it doesn't go that way. There's one day where it looks like we might get a little bit of wind on Saturday in the neighborhood of 15, 20 miles an hour. But it's supposed to rain on Friday, 75% chance of rain on Friday. So I think you're going to unfortunately get a soft track that these guys will be, you know, probably slicing and dicing on their way to 20 some under par. But that's fine. We get to see the best players do it anyway. And it's nice to see a new track. I wish we would do more of this more often and bring back some of these classics.
Yeah, I understand there's a million bunkers. They're all in and around the greens. You got some blind shots, which is always fun. So it'll be good. Plus, it's all about a big tune-up there, obviously, before the PGA Championship in a week. But it is a little chalky with Rory up at the top. So give me some numbers and some names of some guys with a good payday that we should be looking at.
Yeah, I swerved the first few guys on the board and landed on Patrick Cantlay. I had a theme this week, Joe, that I went with guys that have had success on bent grass greens. The whole course is bent grass, the fairways and the greens. The greens are, you know, those old school elevated greens with the bunkering surrounding and the rough and a lot of tiers on these greens and subtle breaks. But guys that have had success on bent grass greens and also in the northeast part of town and on, or part of the country rather, and on Tillinghast Designs. And Patrick Cantlay is absolutely one of those guys. Finished third at Bethpage Black at 2019 in the PGA. He's won at the Memorial in Ohio twice on bent grass greens in the northeast, and then also Caves Valley in Maryland. So really the better part of the success of this guy's career, Patrick Cantlay, has been in the northeast on bent grass greens. And, you know, not knowing anything about this golf course, you kind of have to go with, okay, who fits the bill here on this type of classic design in this type of the, you know, part of the country, that type of thing. Cantlay is absolutely one of those guys. I got him at 21-1. And then I went with Hideki Matsuyama at 33. I started punching up all these golf courses, and this guy's name is everywhere. 16th at Bethpage in 2019, 17th at Winged Foot in the 2020 U.S. Open, 15th at the Northern Trust at Ridgewood, and 4th at the 2016 PGA at Baltusrol. Those are all Tillinghast Designs. 4th at the Country Club at Brookline in 2022, 10th at Marion. You remember Justin Rose won the U.S. Open in Marion. That's about 12 miles away from where we are this week. So Matsuyama's just all over the place on these classic Northeast golf courses. So I took a shot with him as well. And then I went with Keegan Bradley, you know, Mr. Northeast himself, you know, went to St. John's from Vermont, has won at Aronimink in the area, you know, has done well at the Country Club in the Boston area, the 2022 U.S. Open. And oh, by the way, he's the Ryder Cup, which will be played at a Tillinghast Design Bethpage Black. So I think Bradley makes a bunch of sense, hits the irons really well, drives it long and straight. Got him at 50-1. And then Justin Rose. I mean, we saw what this guy did a couple weeks ago at Augusta. And look at the classic courses where he's won before. Shorter classic courses, by the way. Pebble Beach, Aronimink, Muirfield Village, and Congressional. And, of course, his lone major championship in 2013, 12 miles up the road at Marion in Philadelphia. So I think Rose makes a bunch of sense. And then finally, Willie Z. Willie Zalatoris at almost 100-1, 93-1. You know, this guy, you remember in 2022, two of my correlated courses, the Country Club at Brookline and Southern Hills, he finished runner-up at both of those championships. This guy was also sixth at Winged Foot at the 2020 U.S. Open, a Tillinghast Design. So I think Willie Z makes a bunch of sense this week. We're going to see if it works, but that's pretty much the formula I went with. Guys that play well in the Northeast on classic courses, bent grass, Tillinghast, we'll see if it works.
Yeah, I love some of these head-to-heads you got, too, because I knew Harris English would make an appearance at some point here, Brady. You've already cashed a ticket with him this year. You got him in a head-to-head against who this week, you like?
Yeah, against Rasmus Højgaard. And Højgaard's one of those guys that's come over from the DP World Tour, and there's a lot of hype about this kid, and deservedly so. He's got a bunch of talent. But I think Harris English is that old soul that can play a classic design like this. You know, he's been around the block a few times, finished third at that U.S. Open at Winged Foot. Højgaard's kind of that new breed of a bomber. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be ready for this test, this particular test this week. So went with English there. JJ Spahn is an underdog over Ben Griffin. I think that'll be a tightly contested match. What I felt was closer to a pick'em, and getting plus money with Spahn, I felt was good. And then Aaron Rye over Sam Burns. Burns has been in lousy form. And Zalatoris is a big dog to Taylor Pendrith.
I love all of those. And I think it's going to be a fun week. I too, I'm looking forward to seeing this golf course, and I'm with you. I think they should do more of this here. All right, Brady, we'll talk to you again on Friday. Game Time Decisions continues after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. And I'd love to give you an update and say there's a million points that the Celtics have just been lighting it. Nope, 30-23 right now, 7 minutes to go in that game in Boston. Definitely not trending like the Celtics are going to make a whole lot of points here. But let's bring in our good friend Scotty Wetzel, who will take over here coming up top of the hour for In-Game Live. And Scotty, I'd love to say that, yeah, it's all systems go for the Celtics, but they look just as bad as they looked in game one.
Yeah, as we were saying in the break there, Joe, so much for Boston can't shoot as badly as they did in game one again, right? So they're naturally going to have to win game two. Yeah, it's not as bad, but it's right on pace. I will tell you that. In fact, you know, percentage-wise, it's worse. At least they got 15 out of 60 game one, which was 25% from threes. Right now, they're 3 of 14, which is only 21% from threes. Mm. 24 points, only 6 here in the second quarter. We're 5 minutes in. 30 point. I love the team total over. I wasn't going to fool around with the game total because I wasn't sure what the Knicks were going to produce today. And I did like the Boston team total. I still do. It's down to 100. But this is not what Celtic fans and most people thought was going to happen. I think most people figured they did have an 11-point lead, 24-13 after one. Yeah. But it just – they can't hit the broad side of the barn. I mean, Porzingis is playing tonight. He's got 6 minutes. He's done basically nothing. One rebound, that's it. He's out of the game, didn't start. I don't know if they're going to bring him back or not. No shots, no assists, no one rebound. So I don't know how effective he's going to be. So the Celtic team could be in a little bit of trouble. I still think somewhere along the line they're going to hit 100 points. I really would be surprised if they didn't do that, Joe. But it's not looking good.
Yeah, the problem is they're playing into the Knicks' hand by playing this style of game. Knicks are going to want to muck it up, and that's exactly what they're doing. So 30-23, 7 minutes ago in the second quarter. How about the game after this, though? Talk about, I mean, we have not had a home team win a game yet, Scotty, in the second round of the NBA playoffs. It has been a contrarian's dream. And here we are laying double digits again with OKC tonight. What do we think we're going to get?
Yeah, and when you consider Golden State won the last game at Houston in the first round, we've had six straight road teams and six straight underdogs all win and cover, first time ever. So I'm going to use the same philosophy, Joe. OKC losing, at least they did score some. It wasn't because of the points. But I'm going to go over 120.5 OKC point total. They average 120. They have to win. Are they the better team? You know, maybe that is debatable. Who knows? But I do think they get their points tonight. This wasn't like the Celtics where the shots just weren't falling. They just kind of, you know, they had a double-digit lead. They took their foot off the pedal in game one and got screwed with it. So I think they come back flying tonight. I wouldn't touch the lay in the 10.5. That's a lot of points in a playoff game. This is not like the 90s and early 2000s where you might win game one, but then you blow off game two. You know, we seen Indiana yesterday do it. We're seeing the Knicks play fairly competitive right now. I don't think Denver veteran team is just going to throw away game one. So I'm not going to lay the double digits. That's a big number. So let's go over 120.5 OKC team points.
Yeah, I like, and so it feels like that's going to be a great series for guys in the prop betting market just to stack some stats, man. It looks like guys like SGA, every game, you might as well just look at their over points prop. Is that a good philosophy here?
Yeah, you know, let's go with the chalk. It's a big number, 32.5 points, right? But he's got to come through. He's their main guy, obviously. So I'll take my chances. He gets 33. I'll go with Lou Dort over 9.5 points. He had that nice little run there where he was hitting back-to-back threes. I think he gets 10 points. The secondary guys will step up. I really do think OKC's going to put 125 or so points on the board. And if that's the case, these guys will hit their numbers. But I chose those two. To stand out.
Yep, I like it there. All right, in the NHL, we got two power play goals, five power plays called in the first period. It is knotted up at one apiece, so the over 1.5 in the first period hits with Florida and Toronto. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what we get from this Dallas team here tonight on the road against Winnipeg. Listen, Hollybrook, you gotta bet them at home, right? Is that how it works, or are we not doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to go over 5.5. I mean, it was a 4-0 under regular season series. It was, but boy, it's been nothing but overs, Joe, in the postseason. You know, if Florida and Toronto was a 3-1 under, and we're on pace for another over tonight with that game after having it over in game one. So Jets are 6-1 over against St. Louis. Dallas was 6-1 over against Colorado. They're keeping at 5.5. I'm going to go over. I'm going to buck the regular season trends. And here's what I do love. Not that I don't love that one, but Jake Oettinger, goaltender for Dallas, right? Over 24.5 saves tonight. He's had 10 games against Winnipeg. He's had 25 saves or more in 7 of the 10 games that he finished, including 2-1 this year. He left one game injured. He's had 25 or more saves in 6 of the 7 games against Colorado in the first round. And on the road this season, he averages 29 saves, which is where they are tonight. At home, only 26. So clearly they don't play as well on the road for whatever reason defensively. They give up a few more shots. I would be real surprised if Winnipeg didn't put 25 shots, or at least you figure a couple of goals. So they're going to need about 28 to 29 shots on goal. Numbers say Oettinger's going to get this. Over 24.5 saves, Jake.
I love that. And if you take a look here in Major League Baseball, I was talking to Mark Zinno earlier, and I just can't wrap my head around how many runs are we getting from Colorado at home tonight against Detroit. How did you approach it? Just take Detroit and be done with it? Or did you look at the total?
No, you know, believe it or not, Colorado's the number two under team in all of baseball. They can't score. It's amazing, right? You wouldn't think that Colorado and at home as well. So we'll take Detroit minus the 170. We won't fool around with that. We'll take Kansas City against the White Sox, who just stink. I know they did win one game of this series. It's just underway. And then we'll go over 4.5 strikeouts. Jackson Jobe there for Detroit. Colorado's the number one strikeout team. And then we'll go under Kikuchi for the Angels against Toronto, because the Blue Jays are the number two least strikeout team behind San Diego.
Yep, fade the Mortons and the Kikuchis of the day. That's what we got there. Scotty, we'll see you here at the top of the hour as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready to close out this edition with you. Coming up in just a few minutes here, top of the hour, Scotty Wetzel and company will pass off the baton for In-Game Live, and they will have you covered with everything that's going on here tonight. We got some good ones right now, except for what's happening with the Celtics and the Knicks. It's just not a good display of offense at all, as it's 46-30 now. Boston has finally put a couple of possessions back to back in which they've been able to score, but the New York Knicks have been stuck at 30 points for the last 5 minutes here. Can't seem to make a shot. They're now down 16, just under 3 minutes to go in this one there. I had mentioned to you also the first period comes to a close in the Stanley Cup playoffs round two between the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I counted four power plays in the first period as the refs seem to be blowing the whistle very often here. Both goals were scored in the power play, one by Florida, one by Toronto. That is 1-1 currently in the first there as they are at the break. Second period coming up. The total in that game was juiced to the over 5.5. And I got to tell you, I thought that might have been a little bit low. 6.5 right now in game. And I believe Florida still right around a minus 150 favorite there. Interesting scores in Major League Baseball right now and some games still to come. We had mentioned Toronto and the Angels will be coming up at 9:30 Eastern time. Also, you've got Colorado taking on Detroit in Colorado, a game that was canceled yesterday. Same pitchers here tonight with Jobe and Dolander for Colorado. But the question is, how many runs are we going to get from Colorado in that game? It's still sitting at 10. And if you think Detroit does all the heavy lifting, we're going to find out here. But the Yankees and the Padres are in quite the pitcher's duel right now with Max Fried on the mound for the Yankees, Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres. And they have done a pretty good job of limiting any damage here. I think just one or two hits, but Judge is up with first and third. In the third inning, we'll see if the Yankees can pull ahead here. But Max Fried has been everything the Yankees have hoped for in an ace this year, which is great news since, you know, they found out that Cole wouldn't be pitching this season. But they haven't lost a game yet with him on the mound, and they're going to try to keep that record going. We are also seeing, I believe, a 2-1 game now. Texas and Boston, that game in the bottom of the fourth. That's a pretty good pitcher's mound, pitcher's battle as well. Tyler Molly taking on Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck had one bad outing against Tampa Bay where he gave up 11 or 12 runs. But outside of that, his numbers have been very, very good, especially at Fenway Park. Just a 2-1 game. And Tyler Molly's only given up, I think, five total runs in seven starts this year for the Texas Rangers. He's lost his last three games, not because he pitched badly, but because his team couldn't score any runs. They seem to have figured some things out offensively, although it looks like we've got back-to-back home runs by the Red Sox to get that tied up now at 2-2. No score with the White Sox and the Royals. Waka on the mound, taking on Cannon there. Royals, to say that they have the White Sox number, I don't think does it justice with how dominant they have been over the White Sox the last couple of seasons, and they're doing it again this year. No score there, and no score top of the second with good old Charlie Morton on the mound for the Baltimore Orioles in Minnesota, taking on S. Woods Richardson there. Minnesota handled business in game one last night. Baltimore is going to try to salvage this game here, and Philadelphia puts a run on the board to make it 1-0, bottom of the third in Tampa. So you've got just a little something for everyone, including a 3-0 Reds lead right now. Hunter Green on the mound, bottom of the third, taking on the Atlanta Braves. And the offense finally alive here for the Reds a little bit. 3-0 in that game. So buckle up. We got much more coming your way here tonight on the Sports Grid Network. In-game live is coming up next. They will have everything in real time as it's going on for you guys, keeping you abreast of everything while Game Time Decisions. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. Enjoy the games. Let's cash those tickets. In-game live next year on the Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.